Welcome to Astral Manifestation Ascension. Now, I want you to imagine that you are standing in front of a door. You may construct and design this door from your memories, or you may choose to rely on your imagination, creating a door that is uniquely yours. Take your time. Make sure that you like it, because we are going to use this door very often. When you are ready, I want you to walk up and open that door. And as you do, step into the room that is enclosed by the door. It is a very unusual room, because there is only one piece of furniture in this room, a reclining chair that looks very inviting and comfortable. This is your very own astral room, a place that only you may enter. And each time you want to manifest something in your life, you can come here to do so in your personal safe haven. You walk over to the chair and sit down on it, pushing it back into a reclining position. A feeling of relaxation immediately washes over you. And you find yourself recalling some of the pleasant things that have happened to you in the past month or so. As these thoughts run through your mind, you find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation, and your body feels heavier with each second that passes. Soon you feel completely relaxed, and your mind is ready to accept the suggestions that I am going to share with you today. You deserve wealth and success. Even if your current situation in life makes you feel your dreams are impossible, even if it feels like the entire world is against you right now, even if the people that are closest to you don't seem to believe that you can achieve your dreams, you are in control of your destiny. I want you to think back on the last time someone praised you for something. Reenact the scene in your mind and recall how you responded to the compliment. Chances are you felt at least a little awkward. This applies to almost everything. It is as though we are programmed to not accept compliments or praise, Accepting compliments for good things will bring more good things into your life. Successful people take ownership of their success. When people compliment them on their success, they may choose to be humble about it, but they never, ever deny it. Instead, they graciously accept the praise and, more often than not, find something positive to praise about the person in return. That is because they know that they deserve to be successful and wealthy. And so do you. Another mistake that is made by unsuccessful people is that they often think that they need to reach their goals and achieve their dreams before they can or are allowed to feel successful. In other words, they feel like they are failures unless they manage to hit their goals, and in so doing, they constantly radiate a vibe that is full of negativity. If you feel negative about yourself, the universe will affirm it and continue to keep you unsuccessful. Success starts with a mind. You need to welcome success and wealth into your life. Even if you are currently not where you want to be, if you catch yourself thinking that you are not successful, just because you are still working towards becoming successful, stop. I want you to tell yourself that you are on the way to great success and wealth. And that alone is more than enough. You are enough, just the way you are. And having this belief in yourself will gently nudge the universe to open more doors for you, to open your eyes to opportunities, and to guide you towards the success and wealth that you wish to achieve. I want you to spend the next few moments allowing yourself to feel successful and worthy of success. Imagine someone praising you for your successes, and you graciously accepting the praise. Make this as vivid as you can, as you truly deserve to be successful and wealthy. As we come to the end of this session, I want you to slowly bring your attention back to your astral realm. You may not consciously remember the things that were said, but your subconscious will automatically assimilate them into your mind. As you look around the room, you find that the images you created in your mind during the session are now hanging as pictures on the wall. And each time you enter the room, these pictures will gently remind you of how your dream life will be like. And even when you leave this room and come back to reality, your mind has already imprinted this new way of thinking deep within you. When you are ready, I want you to imagine standing up from the chair. Open your eyes and take a moment to adjust to your surroundings. You have now completed today's session and feel rejuvenated and ready to manifest your dreams.